All right, good evening, everyone. We continue a little bit tonight in the halachos concerning Kaddish. So we began last week, Simin Tes Vav in the Kitzer, and tonight we'll begin a halacha that we're going to spend a few nights on. The Kitzer writes, Sorach lihizorem ma'od lishmoa ha-kaddish ve'la'anos acharav bekavano. Person must be very careful to be able to hear Kaddish and to be able to answer, to respond to Kaddish with kavano, with proper concentration. And all the more so when one answers Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. So remember, Amen is an affirmation of that which was just said. Yehesh Mei Rabba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose name should be great. Shitzarech Lechavin Heitiv. One must have specific kavana when answering with that response. Why? The Kitzer here quotes an amazing Gemara, which you're going to have to strive to understand. Because whoever answers Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba with all of his strength and with complete concentration, Korin lo gizardino shel shivim shana. Even if a person, chas v'shalom, has totally misused and abused the lifetime of 70 years, so the power of answering Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba with kavana is that the evil decree that could have befallen a person is automatically ripped up. So whenever you see statements like this, so the question becomes, are Chazal employing a degree of hyperbole and just simply saying Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba is important and just using a little bit of a hyperbolic statement in order to make this point? Or literally Chazal saying that the power of Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba is that literally could go ahead and tear up Gizardim. So just to give you a frame of reference, and I'll just frame the issue for tonight. We'll go really more into it tomorrow. There's another statement like this. The Gemara Maseches Brachos brings down. Kala Omer Tehila LeDavid Gimel Pamin B'chol Yom. Whoever says Ashrei three times a day, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. A person is guaranteed that he has a portion of the world to come. So the Ritva asks this Gemara, says, come on, that's it? Ashrei three times a day, that's the ticket to afterlife? That's the ticket to eternal bliss? I mean, let's take it. It's certainly not questioning it, but it sounds a little bit interesting that that's all I have to do. So the Ritva gives an interesting answer. The Ritva says what the Gemara means is that if you say Ashrei three times a day, along with a host of other good things in life, you are guaranteed a portion Olam Haba. So it's not that Ashrei by itself three times a day gives you a portion Olam Haba, but again, it's Ashrei combined with many other beautiful, dynamic, cathartic life activities gives you Olam Haba. So the Ritva takes the same approach with this Gemara as well. That what does it mean when it says that a person who answers Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba with all of his koach, Korin lo gizardino, we rip up his decree, it doesn't mean this by itself is enough. But what it means is, answering Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba with Kavana is powerful. That if done in concert with other things, literally has the ability to reverse evil decrees. Why is Kaddish, why is Amen Yehesh Rabba so powerful? So we'll end with this last piece. So in the Piskei Tshuvos he writes, Hine Kaddish hu shevach gadol v'nora, shetiknu anshei kineses hagedola acharei churban bayis rishon. Kaddish was created by the men of the Great Assembly, anshei kineses hagedola, in the aftermath of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Listen to this. V'hu tfilo al chilu shemo yisbarach, v'churban Beis HaMikdash, v'eretz Yisrael, v'golos Yisrael. What is Kaddish all about? Kaddish is all about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the exile of the Jewish people from Eretz Yisrael, and the subsequent Chilul Shem Shemayim, desecration of God's name. Now what's intriguing when you hear this is what? Right? Kaddish doesn't make any reference to any of these things. But rather what the Chazal were doing was the following. They say, Yiskadal v'yiskada Shemei Rabba. The Rebbe Shalom's name should be lifted up. It should be lifted up. The inference from that is what? That's right now, it's a little bit more lowly. So this was created in the aftermath of difficult times. It was an anticipatory supplication. Ribono shel Olam, you have the ability to reverse the circumstances yourself. You should help us help you make your name great again, lift yourself up. So we'll see this more tomorrow night, but the Yesod ultimately is that when one takes a step back and realizes that life is not just about our difficulties, but when we suffer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers as well. That it's Imo'on Achi B'Tzara, God is with us in every single moment of despair. And when I try not to just lift myself up, but I try to lift HaKadosh Baruch Hu up, That's ultimately the secret to Jewish success. If I could tap in to the realities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atmo is experiencing, then that is korno gizardino. That is one of the highest levels of spiritual accomplishment. Not just to live in my own headspace, but to ultimately try to recognize that whatever I'm feeling, whatever pain I have, the Ribbono Shel Olam has that as well. Therefore, if one is able to tap into this, and one answers Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba with Kavana, then yes, literally in concert with other things, it has the ability to rip up even the worst of all decrees. Rabbi Chanan Yibin Akash Omer, Ratzchesh Baruch Hu L'Zakos, Yassi Yisrael L'Ficha, Achir B'Lan T'Misa Shnei Amar, Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidko, Yagdil T'Rav Yadir.